This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here tonight as we are live all across North America on great radio stations and around the world. If you're listening far, far away from me, I enjoy having you with me at GCNLive.com. And, of course, we get all that cool stuff at GCNLive.com, including podcasts and archives of shows, on-demand listening. Check it out when you get a chance. And, by the way, check out my website for my radio program, Auto World. We've been on the air since 1992, 1995, in the same exact time slot. And we're going to have an exciting show today. We're going to be joined, hopefully, momentarily by a very interesting gentleman who contacted me from Washington State. And he is a motorsports guy. He's a racing guy. But bottom line, he's a car guy. He's got a really interesting story. Max from Maximilian Motorsports will be joining us a little later on, or as soon as we get him here in this hour. Also coming up on today's program, we're going to be joined by Dan Watson. That's right, the lubrication specialist. And we're going to be talking about different weights of oil as we continue our series of informative lectures, informative sessions with the one and only Dan Watson. I call him Dr. Dan. Telephone number 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Or via the email, it's bob@boblongradio.com. bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to Washington State and bring forth the owner of Maximilian Motorsports. It's the one and only Maximilian himself. Max, how you doing?
Terrific. And yourself?
Doing fine. Thank you so much. How's the weather treating you there in the greater Washington area?
You know, winter's on its way. It's beautiful, like many parts of the country, where we have the harbinger of a darker winter coming about. But I try to appreciate everything and prepare for the winter. And, you know, making sure that all the cars and equipment are in proper shape, too.
And, of course, Maximilian Motorsports does it all. Repair, racing, restyling, restoration, recycling, sales, and service. And you cover a lot of expensive brands and difficult to work on brands. And another thing that you offer, and so few folks who work on vehicles like Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Maseratis, even Porsches, will give you a warranty, but you've got a very comprehensive warranty. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, again, with everything, the warranty, there's exclusions. You know, if you're racing it on the track, there's going to be exclusions. If the car is, 30 years old, we're going to have exclusions. We do stand behind everything, but it's hard to have a consistency of a product when you go into those different realms that are there. And a lot of times we'll offer people choices. So we have a 2-year, 24,000 nationwide warranty. Now, on some of the cars, I'll just take a case scenario here, the Maserati Quattroporte. There's the F1, let's take a, like a 2006, which is the hydraulically actuated, but it's sort of a manumatic, but it's a very manual transmission, but it doesn't use a clutch that you actuate with your foot. And there's a pump that's notoriously problematic with those. And with that, that pump is very expensive from the dealership. It's approximately $1,800. And we can offer one for about $600, which is significantly less. But the provider of that part only gives basically an eyesight warranty with it. meaning if it touches their eyesight, they don't warranty it. And, I tell the customer, is it important to have a two-year warranty and we use the genuine part and it's going to, you know, cost you with tax and everything, you know, it's going to be significant, $1,800 more for the part. And most people say, you know what, I'm willing to take that gamble. But again, most service providers aren't trying to approach it and give people choices. And that's the big thing. There's always a choice on the repair. There's always a choice on the solution for it. And if the consumer knows the pros and cons to each choice, then they can make a their own decision opposed to something where they feel they're in a corner and they don't have that choice.
And that's very cool that you offer that. And I love all things exotic, so I love Maseratis. Every now and then I'll look in the used vehicle section, and you'll see some of those Quattroportes, like 2006 models, at a much more reasonable cost. So I know an automotive journalist based out of Chicago who picked one up, but beautiful vehicles, to say the least. Some of the other brands that Max works on, just to give you the scope here, Audi, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen, Jaguar, or as they like to say it, Jaguar, Mini, Range Rover, Land Rover, Porsche, as I mentioned, Rolls-Royce, Ferrari, Lotus, Lamborghini, Maserati, smart cars, Saab, Bentley, Volvo, and Alfa Romeo. And that leads me to the question about the return of Alfa Romeo here to the United States. What do you think about that?
Well, it's good, and they're not trying to be forceful with it, where a lot of times reintroducing a product, they end up being too quick. And they have had to totally recreate everything, so it's all new. And they're starting with the top model, and they move on down from there. So they're not, we won't for quite some time see the entry-level Alfa Romeos. That said, the dealer network for dealing with Maseratis and Alfa Romeos is a different experience that the consumer will have. So they don't necessarily feel that they're going to get the same experience as if they have a Fiat or such, which is good and it is bad. So the key markets that Alfa Romeo is introducing their cars is generally tied in with Ferrari dealerships, opposed to tying it in with the likes of a Fiat dealership. And, the cars are well received. But I think one thing is that people fail to understand is that the Italian cars have a different experience when driving. And they can be exciting and they can be, scintillating. But the environment that they originally lived in, there may not be the best in snow and things like that. And inherently, the lower production the automobile is, whether it's a Bentley, whether it's a whatever, it is going to generally be more expensive to service, and it's going to be more expensive to own. So I've always mentioned that people, when they purchase a used vehicle, they really not compare what the cost to purchase it is, but what did it cost new? And that's going to give you a better reference of what the maintenance and parts costs are. Because so many people say, well, I can get this, I can get this Bentley for $36,000, and it was $156,000 when new. It still needs to be maintained at the cost of $156,000 car. So the parts are going to be expensive, and they're going to still need high-level expertise to deal with that.
That only makes sense, Max. Before we go any further, well, let's give out your telephone number and remind everybody about your website.
Well, the phone number is 360-748-8578, and the website is MaximilianMotorsports.com.
Get into my car. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Tell your automobile on that highway, man, on the run.
My name is Bob Long, and this indeed is Auto World. We're talking with Max from Maximilian Motorsports, which is located in Washington State, and he does business all over the country and maybe even all over the world. Let's ask him that question. Max, I know you're based in in is it near Seattle or whereabouts?
Correct.
In Washington State?
We're halfway between Portland and Seattle, just off I-5. And, you know, we're fortunate. We've never advertised. We thankfully stay busy. We've had cars as far as to South America and as far on the other side as Newfoundland. We've never advertised. I'm thankful that we stay busy with what we do. And with that, we're able to help people, whether it's their modern car that they just need serviced or they have a realization of an automotive dream, and we'll help them create that, that's a bespoke automobile to their specific desires. Maybe I want to take a break here and talk about some things that we see coming into the winter and a couple things that people may not always be aware of. We see fairly frequently the washer bottles in cars fracture in the winter because people may accidentally, or they go to a service provider that puts a summer wash in there that doesn't have alcohol in it, and so it freezes, and then it splits, and then it causes them to leak all the time. So if you are uncertain, you might want to verify that you have a winter washer fluid in there opposed to a summer fluid, and then always making sure that you check the tire pressure, because any time you have a temperature change of any significance, it's going to dramatically affect the tire pressure. And so few people take the time and check the spare tire, or with many cars, they don't have spare tires. They have repair kits that have pumps or product that it gets pumped into the tire to repair the flat that's current with the vehicle. And again, we see it all the time. Cars come in and people don't know where their locking lug bolt tool is. And a lot of times it doesn't get put back in the correct place, and it would be a horrible thing in any weather, but it's much worse in inclement weather if you don't have the tools to remove the wheel, and that's one thing that is frequently misplaced in an automobile. So I might recommend those along with wipers, and with modern cars where the wipers, but also the door glass is held captive with a seal. A lot of times we see failure of window regulators because everything's frozen and the people try to lower the window and it just snaps something. So either you can have a product they can spray on seals so they don't absorb moisture. There's a couple different products that work very well. Or at a bare minimum, before you lower the window, if everything's frozen, maybe give it a nice whack with your hand so if the seal is disrupted a little bit, so then the window regulator is not straining and potentially causing trauma when you lower it down. Again, door seals can benefit from being lubricated so the doors don't basically freeze to the car. That's another thing that people might be aware of to take care of when they need it, but they forget to do it before they come into the winter.
Those are all excellent tips, and it's so right about the windows on so many modern vehicles, especially if they're coupes. They'll, when you start to open the door, they'll automatically try to go down to take some of the air pressure out. And then once you're in the car and shut it up, it goes back to its normal closed position. But that's a very common feature these days that you see on not only expensive vehicles, but also inexpensive vehicles as well. What about snow tires, Max? If you're somebody who gets into snow, do you recommend?
Snow tires can be a very effective item. Anytime you put a traction change tire, be aware that your driving technique should complement the change of tires. Snow tires are never going to be a performance tire. And generally, most of the studless snow tires get worn pretty quickly because they're pretty soft. Now, there may be one thing that people aren't aware of for traction aids. Everyone's familiar with chains. Everyone's familiar with cables. Well, there's a product that's been in Europe for quite some time that is very simple to put on, and it clips onto the side of the wheel and very straightforward to put on. And so you don't have to have the chains, you don't have to have the cables, you don't have to deal with the inconvenience of putting everything on. They mount very simply, and they're super effective.
Yeah, that sounds really like a great thing to keep in mind. So lots of things to get ready for winter-wise. And again, with cold weather, you know, don't forget your heater, because if there ever is a time that you're going to need it to keep yourself warm, but also so the defrosters work properly. And I find a lot of people tend to neglect things like heater cores, and sometimes you can, you know, head off some real problems if you notice some symptoms before and get it taken care of.
Most definitely. And with that same train of thought, we noticed that a lot of vehicles with the technology that's coming available have great headlights, but you can retrofit your older vehicles as well. Now, if your HID, high-intensity discharge lighting, is generally on its way out, LED is the replacement for it. And we see available on Amazon, eBay, many different bulb replacements. But realize that many of those, even though it's the correct bulb that's replacing, may not fit in the headlight housing. So you want to be aware that you might get someone to help you, your service provider or such, to know if there's room to fit that in, because that can be a big problem. So the headlights aren't any brighter. They're not consuming any more electricity. One of the main reasons they're improved is because the light color is closer to daylight. And so imagine you had 1,000 watts of ultraviolet light. You really couldn't see much. So the big benefit of the LEDs is that it's closer to daylight and allows you to see farther. The second benefit is that they're less likely to fail, and so you're less likely to be driving along and have a headlight element to fail, so you're going to have longevity with everything. Backup lights, you can improve those as well, so when you back up, it's a lot better. And even the taillights, so oncoming traffic or traffic behind you will see what your intentions are a lot better. Again, inexpensive, you don't need to do them all at one time, and every car can benefit from those.
Great advice. Max is with us for Maximilian Motorsports in Washington State. If you have a question, our telephone number is available to you at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Speaking of being between Portland and Seattle, I want to say hello to all of our listeners on KPAM in Portland, Oregon, and all of us listening to all of our Washington State affiliates as well. We're going to have much more with Max straight ahead. Why don't we just spend the whole hour with him? This is Bob Long, and thanks for joining me. You're listening to Auto World.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
sanitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard Max the story is with us from Maximilian Motors. MaximilianMotorsports.com is the website, and lots of cool stuff we're talking about, including getting your vehicle ready for the winter months ahead. And if you visit Max's shop, he's got all kinds of state-of-the-art tools, diagnostic equipment, and computer software, because that's what vehicles have really become, Dan. They've really become so dependent on so many different computing components. And as we were talking about heater cores going into the bottom of the hour break, that's something old school, but these days lots of vehicles have more computing power than what we put on the moon in 69.
So yeah, the vehicles are more complex, but a lot of times people may think that because they have four-wheel drive and they have a vehicle that has a lot of driver aids, traction control, ABS, that they don't really have to necessarily spend a lot of effort to be a skilled driver. When you break it down, you can never be too good of a driver. So a lot of times I recommend to consumers, especially when they've purchased a car that's new to them, that they take their vehicle that they drive daily. And there's many performance driving schools, or what they call safety schools, for their automobile. So it works out very well, because you're able to learn threshold braking, how your car responds in certain circumstances, and a lot of the tactics. So it's very common for people to be aware of a fire drill and what to do in that emergency, but very few of us are driving around being acutely aware of, well, if something happens to the vehicle in front of me, should I go to the left or should I go to the right, or all the variables of driving along. And so A lot of times if you have a new driver in your family, they will get a reduced rate of insurance. But I see a lot of families involve their new drivers or their spouse, and it's sort of a neat competition because just because you're into cars doesn't mean you're a skilled driver, and just because you're not into cars doesn't mean you're a poor driver. But being able to practice your skills before it becomes a critical situation is great, because the difference of being in an accident and not, maybe just a foot away.
So well said, Max, because you're absolutely right. There are people out there with all kinds of aids available to them, like, you know, anti-lock brakes have been around a long time, but you'd be surprised how many people don't understand that pulsating feeling that you get back through the brake pedal. A lot of people think it's time to take your foot off the brake when it starts doing that, and the exact opposite is true.
And the interesting thing is that we sort of chuckle. We've had some vehicles that have been involved with incidences ending up in ditches or this or that because the owner has taken off the driver's aid to have a little more fun with the car. But because we jokingly have said that maybe they should silk screen those buttons that have the traction control on and off with a money sign, because a lot of times we get so acclimated to being such an incredible driver because we have these aids, you take them off and it's very humbling. But we get these thresholds of the capacity of the vehicle and we think we're doing all the work when in reality the car is driving us, we're not driving the car.
It is so true, and a lot of these modern electronic aids truly can make an average driver a great driver, and it's something that you should consider too. You know, the FCA vehicle, the Dodge Challenger Hellcat, and of course there's the Demon and the Dodge Charger Hellcat, and those are vehicles with a lot of horsepower, 707 in the case of the regular Hellcats, 840 in the Demon, and you read all the time that people buy these vehicles and they're not even a couple of miles away from the dealership and they've crashed it already. I can't believe that someone could be that dumb to do that, but they do it all the time.
And that's why it's super important not to take your Sunday driving car. For a lot of people, they'll take for these high-performance driving situations, they won't take their daily driven car. That's actually the one you're most likely to have an incident where someone cuts you off or something falls off the back of a truck or whatever it may be. So I strongly recommend people take their more pedestrian cars and get involved and take them on the track, because that's where it's super important, because the likelihood is much greater.
Got a question here out of Sarasota, Florida. Martin is in the market for a Jag XJ. He says he likes the aluminum-bodied one, so that would be, let me stop and think, 2004. I think the code name for it was X350. And he's concerned about the engine life on that 4.2-liter power plant, whether it's in a regular Jag XJ or the XKR variant. He wants to know if Max has any experience with Jags from that particular era.
What we call modern V8 Jaguars, the early ones did have problems. Primarily, they were timing chain and oiling and so forth. The later ones, they had pretty well sussed out. Again, the technology was trickled down from Ford, or at least a parallel trickle with Ford, so they had a lot of benefit with the technology for the engines. The one thing I can say about any of the modern Jaguars is that the cost of ownership is not going to be inexpensive, and the reason being is that a large majority of the parts are going to be dealer-only, so you don't have a strong aftermarket such as a BMW or a Porsche or an Audi. So be aware of that, that if you get a car that you plan to put a ton of miles on, that per mile it's going to be more expensive than a BMW or such. The other thing is that because of that, insurance may be a little higher as well. They are terrific cars. We don't see any horribly chronic issues that are across the board problems. Again, you want to be cautious. Sometimes if they have a leather-wrapped dashboard, those we do see a fair amount of issues with, and some of the upholstery things. And, again, we see these same upholstery issues with, like, the Bentleys, the headliners mm-hmm. like the fall downs, the Maseratis, the light-colored interiors are very fragile. And it's sort of interesting that a light-colored interior in either a Bentley or a Maserati with a material, the leather is very supple, we actually get people with jeans that it turns them blue. It cleans up,
no
but it's
kidding.
Sort of crazy to think that these cars come in and they have a blue hue to their cream interior, and it's just from the jeans transfer, which is, I don't see how that's happening, but it is.
Wow, that's a great story and great answer on the JAG question from our friend in Florida. 855-660-4261 via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Max, in addition to working on daily drivers and Sunday drivers, you also work on real deal race cars. Tell us a little bit about that aspect of your business.
Well, you know, the neat thing is that we, as people, think race cars, and we go to the top rung, Indian, things like that, or, you know, Paris to Dakar, which, you know, or any extreme side of it. But the neat thing is that we have enthusiasts that are starting on the lower end of the spectrum, and the bug bites, and they're able to do things relatively inexpensively with a very mundane car. And case in point, a lot of people find it enjoyable to do autocrossing. We have a lot of customers that will go on track days. And we're preparing three cars to do the Alcan 5000.
But I'm so tired of car, I'm gonna pop on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to...
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I wouldn't laugh. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love and leave fast.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you so much for joining
me. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans. And we've got a trivia question out there, so you've only got, this is the last segment, so you've got to call us right now. If you want a shot at those fabulous prizes, the number to call all across North America, toll-free, costs you...
We're back here live with Bob Long and Max from Maximilian Motorsports. I apologize to all of our listeners and all of our affiliates. We're having a digital telephone problem between myself and our master control studio in Minnesota. And, of course, Max is joining us from Washington State. And something that will be fixed this week. Apologize, we had some problems last week as well. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email Bob at autoworldradio.com. Max, I've got a question here. This one is from Peter in Pennsylvania, and he'd like to know what has been the most difficult restoration project that you have done to date?
Well, there can be many difficult aspects, and we've had some where I remember we did a 50s era Bentley, and we started into it and started taking it apart. We found out that someone had basically bondoed in it had a steel sunroof, which was very unusual in that time period. And that had been bondoed in, and the frame had been hacked into another front section from another vehicle. And on the surface, restorations can look simple, but sometimes when you dig into them, they have a history of neglect, abuse, and poor repairs. So those can be what we call a fright pig. There's some difficulty in just availability of parts. And some of them can be availability of parts, can even be on new cars. So some of the Hummers, you cannot get parts. And some of the even modern Maseratis, you cannot get parts. Even for Audis, a lot of these car companies don't celebrate their history. Now, that said, there are some vehicle manufacturers that are very strong about making sure the parts are available. Mercedes, BMW, and Porsche come to mind. It's said that you can create a whole BMW 2002 from new parts except for the engine block and transmission housing. Porsche, likewise, parts available. Mercedes, parts are available, and sometimes surprisingly very reasonable. I had to get a windshield for a 1975 Mercedes, which the glass was readily available, but the seal from Mercedes was only $95, which was impressive. So availability of parts can be a difficulty. Finding out what was really wrong and just cars that have been abused and made up of five different cars makes it very difficult. And then the last thing is that many cars, you want to maintain the history that was involved with it. So if the car was a race car or if it was a one-off car, you have to create that provenance. And you have to be a detective when you're taking everything apart. What was the original color? What was the fasteners? And all these little details may not be readily available knowledge base for some of these vehicles. Case in point, if you look at for Editimosa Mangusta and the parts book, if you can get a hold of one, where normally it will say what the fastener is, what size it is, it just shows a picture of a fastener. So you have to figure out what the correct fastener is and so forth for those cars. So it can be half detective and half, you know, imagination with some of these cars because the information just flat out isn't there.
Oh, totally. That's a great answer. Telephone number is 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com. We've got Max from Maximilian Motorsports with us, and his company does just a whole slew of great work in Washington State. And again, for all of our listeners on KPAM in Portland, he is nearby, and you should take advantage of his knowledge base. And as he pointed out a little bit earlier, he has worked with vehicles from all over the world. Here's another interesting question. This one comes from Paul. Paul is in Oklahoma, and he has the question about Mercedes-Benz. He says, Max, I hear that Mercedes keeps parts for all their old cars. Is this true, or is it just kind of a rumor? Do they indeed stock car parts for very old Mercedes-Benz?
They do, and they have a classic center in California. And the neat thing is that many of the people, I deal with them a lot, and it's very personal. It's not some third-party thing. The parts specialist there will sell to retail customers. The dealerships can get parts from them, but it's a whole separate company. And in fact, they sell some restored vehicles. So if you have a certain lust after an older Mercedes, they may have it, and it may be already restored, available, using all the factory parts. Again, Porsche has a restoration segment in Germany, but Mercedes is unique in the fact that they actually have it in the U.S., and they have a great presentation of the availability of parts, and these people know the cars. It, to them, it's not just another part number. These are tenured, skilled parts providers that know what they're doing. And again, the parts availability is very good, and if they don't have the answer, they diligently will try to find you the answer or solution for that vehicle.
That's absolutely true, and I believe it's located in Irvine, California. So if you're visiting that neck of the woods, it's a great place to go in and check out some of the cool things that they have on display. Another question I get asked quite often, Max, it's a little bit difficult because there's just so many variables, but the question that is thrown at me all the time is, you know, which engine, which car is going to last the longest? I know a gentleman on Long Island, Irv Gordon, drove a Volvo with over the 3 million mile mark, but that's pretty unusual. You got to take an awful lot of good care of your vehicle to obtain even one quarter of that. But how about in your career? Have you seen some really high mileage vehicles?
I've seen. I remember a customer had an Audi 5000 Quattro that had a clutch that survived 500,000 miles on the original clutch.
Wow.
And the customer basically had two stops, and they were directly on the freeway, or three stops. Basically, once they were in fifth gear, 90% of that lifespan of that car was in one gear. In terms of durable exotics, old air-cooled 911, that vehicle, as long as rust doesn't take hold, and you will rebuild the motor, that actually could be construed as a lifetime vehicle. A lot of your pre-2000 Rolls Royces, the engines will comfortably get 150, 200, 300,000 miles out of them. The thing is that a lot of these exotics never get driven, and they get what I call mechanical atrophy, and they're neglected, and they're not taken care of. No one changes the coolant in there. No one changes the oil at a frequent level. And so neglect is actually the biggest killer then, instead of poor engine design. So when most vehicles get to a certain age or over 100,000 miles, people don't take care of them in a regimented schedule of service.
That's an interesting note on that Rolls Royce, because one of our sponsors here on the program, McCollister's a young lady who's a marketing director, her dream vehicle, and she's in her early 30s, it was a 1960 Ghost, a Rolls Royce Ghost. So she says it's undergoing restoration right now, but that's good news that those engines can last a long, long time.
Well, and to give you a comparison for that basic motor, which was basically very much like a domestic vehicle, but the aluminum block, there's a thread insert for every single fastener on there, and they use that in the later Bentley Turbo R, which you can get incredible power from. So it just proves that the basic architecture of that engine was super durable.
Absolutely. And you are a super guest. We'll get you back with us real soon. Maximilian Motorsports is the website. Max, thank you so much for your time. That will do it for this hour.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.